blah, 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 towers.
And I'm Kelsey. Give me a chance, Dara.
Give me a fucking chance, baby. Wow. Hey, let's reveal. Let's look at my pregnancy test and see if I'm still pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Because, fun fact.
Crazy.
After you have an abortion, they just like kind of forget to tell you this information, but your body still thinks you're fucking pregnant, brother.
Why?
Because the hCG hormone levels
okay.
that Made tell up. Your body you're pregnant.
Sounds fake.
That's the thing that raises when you're pregnant. And that's what tells your body to do all the things that pregnant bodies do.
Okay, okay.
So after they remove the sac, your hCG levels are still like, we're still kicking for 2 to 3 weeks until we realize you don't have a baby.
Wow. Anymore. Wait, how can we use this to our advantage?
Well, I've been telling people, they're like, how are you? I'm like, well, my body still thinks I'm pregnant.
Okay, so as an excuse to like be
lazy.
A bitch.
Yeah. And not work out.
Wait, is this what you were saying? Also, like the dip, like you're going to have a depressive dip come?
Yes, because
when your body realizes there's no.
Yes, I've been feeling fine. I went to New York City for a week after my abor-bor, and I was totally chilling, and I was like, I should be sad.
Not your abor-bor.
My abor-bor. It makes it sound like a holiday.
You in a Bora Bora. That stands for abortion.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are some women who have had them and like did not suffer mental.
Oh, yes. I think it's.
So maybe it'll be one of those.
Half mindset, half biological.
Is the ghost making your speech kind of like.
It's kind of stupid.
Well, I actually never hear. I trip over words all the time. I never hear you trip over words.
Zachary. Like 90% of internet comments about me are about my speech being slurred because of my TMJ disorder.
Really?
And I also always slip on words. And I think of you as never slipping on words because you're such a fast comedian.
I do slip on words.
Okay, do you want to reveal if I'm pregnant or not?
Should I be seeing two lines?
If there's two, I'm pregnant.
I don't see a second line. Is there? If it is, it's so faint.
No, bitch.
Yeah. Yay.
I think I'm not pregnant anymore.
Well, we know you're not pregnant anymore.
According to
your
the
body.
Medical waste canister, I am not pregnant anymore. Whoa. Okay. So my body finally... See, this is my toxic trait. Like, hold it up to the light. I see another line.
Okay. But, okay. So when you hold it up to the light, though... Would you maybe see a faint line anyway because it will expose itself at some point?
I don't know. Would it?
Okay, I think you are definitely clinging to... You're going for a Guinness World Record.
For how long I can stay
pregnant?
Yeah,
because like if I were to hold this up, I'd be like, no, there's no other line.
Okay, I think I'm seeing things. Ghost baby.
But I also understand what you're saying. There's like literally the vaguest
blue...
Vegas.
So maybe Vegas.
Vegas.
We should keep this here.
And see if it develops. Oh, yeah. Frame it.
Actually, I should frame it.
You should have been selling them. Because it's something you peed on.
I kept a few.
And people like that.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's not fucked up. It's interesting.
Okay, that's what I said. Because people were like, why did you keep the sonogram? I put it on my fridge. I think it's hilarious. Because now every time I go to get a soda, I'm like...
Hi.
What the fuck? That was crazy.
That is, I should put my colonoscopy photos on my fridge.
I can't wait to post that.
What?
That clip of you talking about the colonoscopy doctor not holding your hand from last week. And I've been waiting because I've been very particular about posting our reels about this subject matter because, surprise, we got some crazy fucking lunatics in the comments. But majority of y'all... Like I said, continue to body these ding-dongs with education and facts in the comments.
I will say it's so interesting because there was one guy that was commenting on everything. And
out of here.
I know. I hate hearing it from a man.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when girls do it, I'm like double bummed because I'm like, you're a girl.
How do you think
your
feminism
feels? Like, what is going on?
I just remember... Whenever I think about those girls, because I think about them often.
Oh.
I remember that like
when you're taking a fat dump.
And I remember that like over 50% of white women voted for Trump.
Wait, that can't be real.
Back in the day?
Over 50%.
I feel like that's...
Google it.
Don't Google it.
Okay.
There we go. I know it was a large amount.
Because of men, though. Like, I remember that they adopt their entire personalities to their husbands.
Yeah, I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You see, like, women who are yelling at pride parades and shit, like, against gay people. I'm like... You're only there because this is the only way you can spend time with your husband.
Because he's gay.
There's the real kicker. But I'm like, your husband hates you. You don't like your life, but you feel as passionate about him.
Sure.
Something he cares about in this moment.
Damn. That's like vaguely like me pretending to kind of like sports.
Yeah.
To get closer to a man.
Exactly. And that's girls who are against abortion in my mind. I'm like, stop pretending you're against abortion.
Yeah, it's football. You don't like it.
Yeah, you don't fucking like you don't want violence in the world, but you also aren't pretending to like fucking men beating the shit out of each other for sport.
I will just never understand the whole pro-life argument. It only applies to like fetuses. Like they do not care about people
once they're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they have a reason for that? Do they have a clap back?
I feel like no, because any time I've seen people at like clinics going, okay, are you going to adopt it? Or like, how many kids have you adopted? And they're like, oh, none. And yeah. They're like, okay.
Well, shut up then.
Yeah.
Wait, I have another question.
Yes.
Okay. You know how we post these great liberal videos and then we invariably get trolls?
Yes.
They're seeking out videos like that, right? Because I don't get videos.
No.
From them.
They are never following us. They're never following the podcast. They're actively searching up hashtags.
I was going to say, because I don't get conservative takes. No. You know what I mean?
You're not searching for it. That's finding something to do with their time.
That's crazy to me.
I agree.
Like, stay in your echo chamber. We'll stay in ours.
But that's what... I can only assume people that do that, that like take the time to look up like pro-choice hashtags when they are pro-life or whatever, pro-anti-choice is the way I think of it. Yeah,
wow.
Is that they're needing to fulfill some maximum of like church community service.
You think?
Like the church is like, what have you done this week?
How are you
going
to spread the word?
Yeah, and they're like, I spent 70... I'm sorry, I went Southern, but... My people are my people.
Damn.
I spent 74 minutes arguing with a fucking liberal, a liberal fuck femme bitch, queer bitch, pro-abortion cunt.
Oh my God.
And they're like, thank you, Joseph. You've done the Lord's work.
Oh, that was Joseph.
Yes.
I thought that was definitely like Carlene.
Oh, no. It was a man.
Carlene, because she was conceived in a car. Goodbye. And there's a lien on her house.
Google it. Tell us about your housekeeping, because I've got a big fucking juicy fat ass episode today that I'm riled up for, and I had 3 cups of coffee.
Oh my
so
God.
I need some like normalcy. I need some normal gossip, some kiki, just okay. To bring me back down.
I do want to talk about the man who is courting me.
Go
and
on.
I know. So the first thing he did was he took me to an dinner and an Avril Lavigne concert.
And bought you merch and snacks and offered to fly you to Europe to see Taylor
Swift.
Well,
that was the thing. At the concert, I established that, like, oh, I don't really love concerts. I just need to go back to see Taylor Swift because she's incorporated her new album. He goes, I can get us first-class tickets, hotels, whatever. He's like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, okay, pump the brakes. We'd have been on one date. And so it was established that we'd go on more dates, right?
Okay.
So
you're like deciding to see him.
Yeah.
Imagine that. The guy who's like waiting on you hand and foot, putting you up on a little purple pillow like a little prince.
Yeah.
You want to see you again.
Well, sometimes that dissuades me when
sometimes
guys are too
off.
Like
into
too,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, couldn't be me.
You say that, but constant praise gets old. It turns into like it turns
I'm a
into
Leo, bitch.
It turns into like white noise. I'm like, yeah, but you say that to me all the time.
Oh, God, no. Mm-mm.
So this man, we were supposed to have, he doesn't live in LA, but we were going to meet in the middle and have like a picnic.
Which is crazy because you willing to drive
totally.
A distance to, for a man was like
huge.
A big deal to me.
I will say this man he's tall, he is cute, and he's pretty successful from what I gather. And we made out at the end of Avril.
Yeah.
Not, we didn't save for the whole concert. We made out when he dropped me off at my car.
Right.
Anyway, so we were supposed to have this picnic. He had to cancel last minute, which he felt horrible about. He's
what was his excuse?
He plays intramural sports and he pulled the back of his hamstring.
Oh no.
And he was literally and the text he sent me was we were supposed to meet at noon. He sent it at 10 a.m. He goes, and it was long. And it was very apologetic and very I've composed this text at 7 a.m. and I didn't want to send it. And then he followed up with if a man were to want to send you flowers, where would he do that? Or where would you feel comfortable picking them up? And I go,
oh my God, so many moments of consent and kindness.
And I go, well, I'll give you my address if you send me sweets instead of flowers.
Yeah, because what a waste.
I
also fuck that.
What? What? What?
No, bitch, I fucking love you. I fucking love you.
Think I'm being a brat again?
No, okay. I think you're rightfully being a high maintenance kind. I love this for us. Someone needs to do it.
This is the thing. I'm at least at this point, keep your flower money. They do not bring me as much joy as the $120 would.
Ask for what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said sweets.
I go, sweets. And so an hour later, I get a delivery.
An hour?
An hour.
That is rushed ordered.
An hour. It was from this gorgeous chocolatier in Beverly Hills. It was three boxes of these boxes were they had the magnetic thing. So they kind of clicked closed.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One is a huge box of assorted chocolates. The next one is all sorts of chocolate covered marshmallows. So you got a peanut butter marshmallow. You got a caramel and marshmallow. You got a s'mores. You got a rose water marshmallow. And then one was a box of dark chocolate covered pretzels. Kelsey, they were each in their own little.
Well, that feels wasteful. But
my sister was like, oh, yeah, they'd break up if they didn't. And they're this size pretzel, skinny.
I don't feel well just thinking about how amazing this is. I feel sick because of how sweet that is.
He's setting a bar quite high. And there's a big stuffed animal, which I didn't like. But
that was kind of cheesy.
Well, I just don't like stuff.
Animals.
I mean, I don't don't, if you're listening to this and you want to get me a gift, don't guess. Don't ever guess.
I have an Amazon wish list public for a fucking reason.
I don't, should I?
Yes, a bitch. Okay. And send it to him every time. He's like, sorry, babe, thinking of you. What can I send ya?
So
wait,
get that.
This is everything we've ever wanted, dude.
There's more.
Oh my God.
Because then he was like, what would it take to get you to my city for a weekend? And he sent me a link to this resort hotel, and it is chic looking. And I need a couple more dates before I commit to a weekend. And he goes, okay, totally hear you. That's let's do that. But just a heads up, this place is five blocks from my home and I wouldn't be spending the night with you. I would be
going, my God.
I just want to take you on 29 dates in a weekend.
Oh my God.
I know.
Does he want to kill you? I'm just trying to figure out why.
I go, man, you're kind of continuously blowing my mind. And I go, this is all so above and beyond what I'm used to. And he was like, hey, if you can't brag to your friends about it, he ain't doing it right. That's a great answer.
Can I just say something? This is how girls on Instagram that are models, this is just how they feel in the world.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Every guy.
They're just like.
They're like, yeah, if you're not flying me to. This,
if you're not paying my rent, why would I engage?
I'm not giving myself credit for this, Zach, but you and I did change our mindset together a year ago, sitting at my kitchen table when I said, why are we not dating millionaires?
You said billion.
Billionaires. Multi-millionaires.
Yeah, billionaire is not ethical, but
no.
Very successful men. When you think about it, it makes no sense why we wouldn't be.
Get your papa our self-worth. We are so worth multi-millionaires.
Especially as future multi-millionaires as
ourselves.
Well.
Oh, my favorite comment was someone in the comments who said, I'm clearly financially well off. I'm a multi-millionaire. And the way I wanted to just.
They said you were a multi-millionaire?
Yeah.
That's insane.
She was like, she's clearly a millionaire. And I was like, clear? It's pretty foggy from here.
Maybe like, honey, how poor are you? Tell me you're fucking poor without telling me you're really poor.
What, like, currency are you counting in?
That is so...
Oh, wait, so, bro, this is... Are you gonna do it?
What?
Go to the weekend?
I mean, yeah, it's out there now, and I'm open to it for sure, but I'm going to New York for... I'm out of town for, like, 3 weeks, yeah. So, like, I don't even have to think about it right now.
I know.
But I am, like, if that weekend were to go well, I would take him up on his offer to go to... Europe to see Paris, to see Taylor.
This is a Freudian slip. Yes, if I must go to Paris.
He really wants to go to Paris. And I'm like, I guess.
I just watched this show on Peacock, which Peacock stays fucking banging. Peacock.
What? So you were the first.
Are you kidding me?
You're the first person to enjoy Peacock.
No.
Yes.
Bro, Traitors is like multi Emmy award
okay,
winning.
Traitors is, you know, Bob's in the next. Yeah, I told you.
I
that.
Texted you saying,
I knew
"Oh my
already.
God,
yeah.
You son of a bitch, you didn't tell yeah. me." And then the other one was like the Goldstein guy one that we all watch. You hate docs though, so fuck off.
Oh,
that one was also fantastic.
Okay.
So Peacock just released a show called Love Undercover.
Oh,
where it's five. The premise, dude, so funny to me. It's okay. So funny to me. It's five world famous soccer players.
Okay.
Who want to find love, but they can't date because they're famous. Except for in America where no girls know anything about soccer and don't give a shit about soccer.
That is a great concept.
I know nothing.
Do the girls know they're going to be dating
nope.
pro soccer players?
Not at all. They think the show is about dating international men, like proving why American guys suck. When I tell you these men keep it a secret that they are world famous, like World Cup Olympic winning soccer
but what
players.
What do the girls think they do?
They just, they all lie. One says he's a contractor. One says that he's like an ad sales rep.
Stuff that they'll have no further questions
on. Literally no one was like, so what does that entail?
Yeah,
like, one guy like couldn't help himself. He was such like a bougie, like rich dude that when he started as I'm a construction worker. And then he was like, no, I want to be like a general contractor. And then a girl was like, oh, like, so what have you built? He went, only thing he could think of was the tallest building in the world.
No.
That one that's called like the Burj, yeah. whatever, in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Literally, and like told the girls he was like scaling that building, like hanging out a window, like doing the windows. Cause he just like couldn't resist being like, if I'm gonna be a construction worker, I'm gonna be the fucking hottest construction worker.
Okay, so wait. Are there talking heads of them?
Yes.
So it's him going like, I don't know what to say.
Yes. Him literally being like, if I'm going to do it, baby, then I'm going to. And like.
But that's so easily Googleable.
And then but is it? How would you know like what
and
window
also,
company
I,
built the Burj Khalifa?
I would just believe him too.
Yes.
And I'd be like, I'm in this circumstance.
They say it so confidently.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bring all this up. I binged watched this show. And these girls are basically auditioning without knowing it to become a WAG, which is a wife and girlfriend of sports players. They call them WAGs. Have you ever
heard
of this?
Seems derogatory. It sounds bad.
It sounds bad, but it's a whole genre on TikTok and Instagram.
Okay.
Like WAG life. WAGs, wives and girlfriends of sports players.
At the end, do they reveal that they're famous?
Yes. And then they take them like to their country and they like try to test them within their world.
Wait, do they literally all pick a girl?
Yes.
And are they all co-mingling?
Yes.
The five of them?
Yes.
And how many girls? 20?
Yeah, probably.
And they don't like, do they eliminate?
Yeah.
Do they kick them in the face with a soccer ball?
They headbutt them just fucking right in the nose. They can't give away that they're soccer players. But it was so funny and so good. And I just was thinking about how, like, what a fun reveal that would be to be dating someone where it was, like, all of a sudden you're telling me I'm going to have to be just, like, the girlfriend of a multi.
Yeah.
Which is basically what's happening to you, like, slowly being revealed.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought it back to me. because I do, like, I'm getting to the point where I, like, want to see tax returns.
Rude.
Well,
ignorance is bliss. You don't want to be involved in it. If he's scheming and wheeling and dealing the government, you have no. I plead the fifth. I never saw a single bank
yeah,
statement.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be only if he asked.
Why
me to
do you
sign
think he's
something.
Like fucking with you? Like he's putting himself in debt trying to buy you dinner?
I don't know. I don't know what lifestyle creep happens, and like people like spend more than they.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Oh, multimillionaire Kelsey Dara.
I'm loving this for you though. This excites me to my core.
It really does excite me too. And I told him I'm avoidant, and he's really handling me with oven mitts.
I got no. I want to call the guy, honestly.
You could do that.
I would like to call him and speak to him and just be like, what are your intentions with my friend?
Oh my God. Actually, that's a really interesting concept.
Can we do it?
I think so.
Maybe not now, but.
Oh my God, not now. Okay. I would sweat through this chair.
Wow. We've been at it for a minute and we didn't even get to like the crux of this conversation, which is the gender medical health gap. And
I think people could sense that in what we were talking
really?
About.
Really? Okay, good. I'm going to blow your mind.
You're going to blow something.
I'm going to blow. I'm a blow. Everyone's going to fucking blow when we come back from this break. Okay, bitches, fucking pull up your desks. Get your pens and pencils out.
Wow, I'm looking at a big book with a lot of post-it little tabs in
it. We teased this a couple weeks ago. This is Evie, the brand's 100 effed up facts about the gender health gap coffee table book that I got this year. They did have like a national close the gender health gap day on June 11th. We missed it. I don't care. I'm still making a whole episode about it. I went through 100 facts multiple times and picked out 44 of my favorite. They were so mind-blowing. I tried to narrow it down to 20. I was like, do 25. Like, do 20. And I couldn't.
Wait, I also don't like it's effed, E-F-F-E-D. If I was reading that as a dumb person, I would say it says effed, like 100 effed facts.
That's going to be a big you thing.
Really? But it doesn't even say effed up. It says effed.
Yeah. That's going to be a big you misreading that.
Y'all. E-F-F-E-D. I've never even seen that, I don't think.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so... just to preface, Evie, the one who made this book, is closing the gender health gap by researching and leveraging overlooked female biomarkers, starting with the vaginal microbiome. So Evie makes state-of-the-art vaginal health testing kits that you can use at home. They provide precision clinical care and empathetic one-on-one coaching to give women and people with vaginas the care they deserve. So that's just a shout out to Evie. That's what they do. We had them on the podcast like 2 years ago. I have their kits at home. They're great. So
it's a person or an entity?
An entity.
Okay.
Also, we have so many to get through.
I know. So wait, does this rank at all, or are we doing a two-part episode?
No, I'm just going to blast through these, a comment or two. And if all of your comments are, well, yeah, they're women yeah, they fucking deserve it.
Okay, you
I'm going to kill you.
I'll probably be depressed by the end.
Probably. Good thing there's a whole section on depression. Okay, so male bodies have always been the default in medical research, from air conditioning, office air conditioning temperature, the way like office prefer their air conditioning temperature, to crash test dummies. Women are still diagnosed on average 4 years later than men. Women are more likely to die from heart attacks, react poorly to prescription drugs, and have our pain and symptoms dismissed by doctors. Why? Because women and people with vaginas were not required to be included in U.S. clinical trial research until June 10th, 1993.
Okay.
So that's like just where we're starting.
Okay.
So let's begin. It wasn't until 2016 that the NIH, the National Institute of Health, required researchers to account for sex as a biological variable in medical studies. Bro, Trump was becoming president when they were like, okay, you legally have to
acknowledge
that we have gender.
Wow.
Half as much NIH funding goes to diseases that mainly affect women compared to those that mainly affect men.
Wait, is it half?
Half as much funding goes to diseases.
Oh, I was like, half? That's good.
No.
Half?
That's not good. Only 1%. Think about that.
1%
of global healthcare research and innovation is invested in female specific conditions beyond cancer.
Wow.
Female specific conditions, which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Beyond cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. The gender health gap How have we paid for this? How have we paid for this, Zach? How has this affected us? The gender health gap equates to 75 million years of life lost due to poor or early death per year.
So 75 million
years of life.
So like a bunch of people.
Due to poor health or early death per year. So like since the beginning of time. Women have lost 75 million years of life because of this.
Wow. Assuming that women live like 75 years.
Yeah.
And like a bunch died at 30.
Yeah.
That's like 45 years.
Yeah.
Wow. How many have men lost?
Not even close.
Okay.
If you ask that question, you get two. You get fucking two more. You get three total this episode. Okay. For every one woman diagnosed with a woman's health condition, roughly four go undiagnosed. So we're only nailing one out of every four diagnosed for women.
And this is in the common thread of not getting diagnosed, not acknowledging pain or whatever, because like women are just like, they're like
complainers.
Yeah,
correct.
Well, because they're in the office going, I'm cold.
Yeah, because
I'm half the size of you.
And because office air temperatures were decided because of men.
Fat men, probably.
Across 770 diseases, from diabetes to cancer. Think about how much 770 is in terms of diseases.
It's a lot. It's almost 800.
Almost 800. Women are diagnosed on average 4 years later than men. 4 years of life later. This one, you thought that was bad. This one's going to fuck you. Less than half. So not even 50% of medical schools have women's health curricula.
That's wild. Well, now I want to know, like, how different are men and women? I'm just saying, like, humans. Like, I want to see a Venn diagram.
Bro, can you name one vaginal microbiome?
Yeah.
Name one.
The tutti frutti.
Okay, there are literally millions in us.
Okay.
Compared to hormonal fluctuations, you guys have like three. We have like 8,000.
So we're more economic.
More ergonomic.
Yeah.
Clearly, but more economic.
Truly, like, we could make a Venn diagram of like the things men and women have in common and then what is specific.
So more specifically to women, our hormonal health.
Okay.
Vaginal health, obviously,
right.
Reproductive health,
right.
Fertility health,
totally.
Heart health, we have more
issues. Hearts.
Autoimmune disorders are 80% women.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, this one fucked me up.
Oh, no.
This one fucked me up. I had to Google it and, like, make sure that they weren't lying.
This is Kelsey Dare's a little bitch.
This is my jaw is droppeth.
And that hurts for you.
Really bad. My mouth is on fire already because of the anger. Women. Oh, this makes me mad. Women are 32% more likely to die if their surgeon is a man.
That's staggering.
Just by getting on the table with a guy. I am at risk of being 32% more likely to die than a man is. Because men are just like, it's another girl. Just let her go.
That's wild. Like, they don't have enough respect.
Yeah, to try hard enough.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a, I might play, you know.
Devil's advocate.
Oh, no, pickleball.
Yeah, or like, I don't value this life. I value this life 32%.
Sure.
No, it would be 78% less.
This woman reminds me of my wife. She's always a yapping.
Yes.
And as I tried.
God.
Her boobs distracted me.
They wouldn't have that issue with me. 45% of people are labeled as chronic complainers during their autoimmune diagnosis journey, where the large majority, 80% of autoimmune diagnoses are women.
You can be diagnosed as a chronic complainer.
That's what I was laughing at, was like, there's so many of this instance that could be noted.
That's crazy.
That like someone's coming to see you for an autoimmune disorder problem, they're, and they're like,
complainer.
File this one under
chronic CC. Yeah. I need two CCs of Wine.
This one also fucked me up because I was just like, how do you fuck this up? Women are 33% more likely than men to be misdiagnosed after a stroke. How do you fuck up a stroke?
Well, is a stroke diagnosed based on
MRI?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, how do they explain it? Like, oh, this is, she just redecorated her brain here.
Like, that's what I was like, how hard is it to diagnose a stroke that you're really missing it that much with a woman?
Smaller brain. Not, I mean, physically.
That's two.
I mean, physically.
That's fucking two, bro. And we're only on number 13.
And we're doing 20?
No, we're doing 44.
Really?
I'm going to fly through them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Migraines are 3 to 4 times more frequent in women than in men. But to this day, the reasons for sex and gender disparity in migraines is unclear. We have no idea why they affect women 3 to 4 times more as likely.
Wow.
And I am one of those people.
Is 3 to 4 times more likely like 300%?
Don't.
Okay.
Don't Google it.
Don't do that.
He's
usually
3 to 4 times.
When I think of that, I think of one guy and then 3 to 4 women that are having
them. I think that means 300 to 400% more.
Yeah, if you're 100% a whole person.
Which men are not.
There you go. Well, according to this book,
do
women
I get one
are
back?
Not.
No. Damn,
because okay. That was incorrect information. 70% of chronic pain patients, me, are women. Yet 80% of pain studies are conducted on male mice or human men.
Which they can barely tell the difference.
They don't even fucking give us women mice.
How do you even see a mouse's genitals?
I feel like it's quite easy, no?
Really? No, now I'm picturing a mouse with balls.
Yeah, me too.
Is that real?
I don't know. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
70% of chronic pain patients are women, and yet we do 80% of the research on...
Wait, do they seek out male mice?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's right? Like, how hard is it to just ask for female mice for that?
You know what? It's probably lazy scientists who are like, I don't want to deal with...
Women.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, do extra...
This section's about cancer. Really lighten the mood a little. Women are diagnosed with cancer 2.5 years later than men on average. Think about 2.5 years in term of cancer lifespan.
Yeah, that's not, it's like dog years.
That's like you could be dead had you caught it 2.5 years sooner.
Yeah.
Or think about 2.5 years of life lost to like wondering,
totally.
Not knowing.
Chronic pain.
This pissed me off. Women are twice as likely as men to have to report symptoms 5 or more times before they're diagnosed with cancer than men. So a guy goes in and is like, I don't know, my nuts hurt. And they're like, we better fucking MRI that. You got ball cancer.
And she's like, my ovaries hurt.
And they're like, suck
period.
It up. On God.
I meant more the blood one, but
I know.
Wow.
Oh, this also angered me. HPV vaccine trials excluded Native American communities, leaving the vaccine ineffective against common variants in those communities. They just left out a whole type of human in making a vaccine for the world. That's like making a COVID vaccine and being like, we're just going to leave out a whole population of people.
Wow.
Hope it works. Cuckoo.
You just said that one makes you angry. Do any of these make you happy?
I got bad news for you.
Okay.
Oh, this one just, why?
Every time.
This one was just a whole fucking why.
Okay.
Why? You'll hear it and you'll go,
I can't wait.
Why? Non-smoking related lung cancers have increased by 84% in women and decreased by 36% in men over the last 50 years. Why has it increased 84% in women?
And decreased in men.
Yeah.
Wait, that's insane.
We're just going, that's crazy. That's crazy. Women are getting lung cancer without smoking. That's crazy. They should figure that out.
Is vaping smoking?
I'm sure.
Maybe there's
but it's non-smoking.
Vapors. Oh, non-smoking, yeah.
In the last 50 years, vaping's only been around for like 5 years.
Wait, this doesn't even make...
Dog, isn't that just a big fat why?
Like, wouldn't you eat... I want to research it.
Don't you go like,
what's going on? I want to Google around for like 4 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
just to see if I can get to the bottom of it.
And that's on Zach never wanting to learn anything.
I never want to learn.
And that's sparking something.
Would I open my phone and probably get distracted right away?
Yeah. Yes. But the point, the intention was there.
It's the thought. When it comes to research, it's the thought that counts.
That's the problem. That's why we've ended up here. Okay, this is about endometriosis. This kind of blew my mind. Endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women, which I did not know was that common.
And for the listeners who don't know, I, of course, do. What does endometriosis mean?
Endometriosis is a condition in which tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside of it.
Of course.
Causing symptoms like severe pain and fertility issues. And despite the significant impact of quality of life, it remains under research and patients often go to undiagnosed. Yeah, so it's literally like your body's trying to have a period outside of your uterus, like on the wrong side of your uterus.
Huh, a destination period.
Yeah. An indoor-outdoor period, as you would say. Less than half of patients living with endometriosis have a documented diagnosis.
How do they even know that?
I don't know. Before being diagnosed, 58% of patients with endometriosis visited their doctor over, guess how many times?
7?
10.
Damn it. I was going to say 10, but I was like, that's too much. I need to say for the record, if I'm in enough certain pain to go twice, I'm demanding
an autopsy. I want a full
me,
body scale
me,
analysis
and cut me open.
Figure it out. Revive me.
Yes. I'm telling you, if I go to the trouble of making a doctor's appointment, I better come back with like a diagnosis.
10 times they've gone.
No.
And 43% went to the hospital.
No.
To the ER.
No.
Over 5.
No.
Times.
That's almost
half of women who have been diagnosed with endometriosis has been to the hospital over 5 times.
I don't think I've even been inside a hospital 5 times.
Lucky you.
I know.
75% of endometriosis patients report being misdiagnosed with a physical or mental health problem before receiving a proper diagnosis.
Damn.
So they go, you're crazy, bitch.
I didn't hear that for whatever reason. I thought it said like they weren't diagnosing mental illness either.
No,
they
they're diagnosing them as a mental illness.
God.
You know what they say? Bitches be crazy. This one really, really will get you going. In 2019 through 2023.
Uh-oh. That's recent.
Funding for companies focused on erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no.
Was 6 times higher than that for endometriosis.
Yeah, because dudes be needing boners.
Dudes be needing boners, but guess what? They're not going to be able to fuck if we all have endometriosis.
Right.
The number of people dying in the U.S. from pregnancy-related causes has more than doubled in the last 20 years.
Wait, say that again?
The number of people dying in the U.S. from pregnancy-related causes has more than doubled in the last 20 years.
I'm not a scientist.
But
today.
that's going the wrong way, bro.
Very much the wrong way.
We have iPhones.
Wow.
We should not be dying from pregnancy-related causes.
I know. Soon we'll literally be able to be like, ChatGPT, how do I deliver my friend's baby?
Yeah, because you guys can't do it correctly.
Wow.
Are you ready for this?
No, probably not.
Okay. More than 80% of pregnancy-related deaths are preventable.
More than 80%?
Yeah, we're just not preventing them. We're just not listening to women. And that number, it increases to 93% for American Indian and Alaskan Native people. So they really are just going, sorry. Sorry, Charlie.
We have information, but we're not going to utilize it.
Yeah, and we're going to ignore you and we're going to call you crazy.
God, now I want to know what specifically what those causes and cases are.
Oh, probably postpartum, bleeding,
yeah,
falls. Infections.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Less than 15% of women diagnosed with maternal mental health disorders receive treatment. So even if you are like, oh, I'm postpartum, less than 15% of that
group
will get treated. Oh, this one. You thought I was sweating?
This old friend.
This one. Zachary, only 1% of pharma research and development spending goes to maternal health.
Yikes.
You're creating a human being, and only 1% of your funding is going to go to how could we make this a better, positive experience?
I was going to say, you'd think they'd be all over. This is like
a
something with a prenatal thing, and this helps
why
with postpartum.
It's all fucking witch doctors and multi-level marketing moms scamming shit because it's such an untapped marquee. See, this is why you hate when I teach you things, because you're becoming overwhelmed like me, right? Like, even I'm annoyed with me right now.
No, I'm not annoyed.
I am.
I just think about the alternative, and it's like, oh, we'd be talking about, like, dicks, or, like...
That's the problem,
Zach! I know, we'd be talking about dicks, yeah.
Oh, this one got me going, too. All right, you ready? Paid maternity leave is linked to lower rates of postpartum depression. Yes, we're like, okay,
we pay
people while they're off.
You don't have to worry about work.
Yes, why wouldn't we do this?
Go enjoy the life you just created in your stomach.
Yes, and yet only 13 states in the U.S. currently offer paid leave. Would you like to guess which ones?
California.
Yes.
New York.
Yes.
Vermont.
No.
Is that a state?
Yeah, but...
They seem... liberal.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Definitely not.
Oh,
they hate women.
Rhode Island?
Yes.
Okay. Pennsylvania?
No. Too American.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Colorado? Feels... Oh, Colorado's a good one.
Delaware.
Oh.
Massachusetts. Maryland. New Jersey. Oregon. And Washington. That was in 2020. When that study was done. And I went, that can't be right. Only 13 states looked it up. Certainly it's changed since 2020.
It's gone down.
It's gone down. Now only 11.
Oh.
And get this, right? You're like, America, that's bad, right? Like, U.S., we're supposed to be like home of the free, land of the brave, blah, blah, blah. There are only 7 countries in the fucking world that don't offer paid maternity leave.
You're kidding.
Guess who? Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
And America. And some Pacific Island countries that they don't even give them names in the research I was looking. It was like a few Pacific Islands and Papua New Guinea and America. That's it. Like, what? What a fucking batch to be given.
We're a capitalist society through and through. There's no money to be made in paying women to stay home with their kids.
Yeah, that's literally the opposite. It's money to be lost, but money in the back end because we'll be happier and dying less. But, you know, who am I to say? Although male factor infertility is responsible for 50% of infertility cases, most research still considers female infertility the main culprit. I know from firsthand from interviewing some fertility specialists during my egg treatment that... men would lie to their wives, like, in front of the fertility doctor, and the fertility doctor, like, couldn't say, like, your husband is lying. So, like, they would be like, oh, the treatment didn't work, or, like, the egg didn't take the sperm, and it was because the man wasn't actually jerking off into the cup. He would just, like, return the cup back empty, and the people had to be like, you're supposed to come in this, and they're like, I don't want children, but don't tell my wife. Just keep going with the procedure. Just tell her, yeah.
You're kidding.
No. I interviewed multiple specialists that have watched men lie about their fertility to women and gotten away with it, and they can't say anything.
That's genius.
These are people running countries.
God.
In 1930 to 1970, that's for 40 years, around one-third of women in Puerto Rico were sterilized to address concerns of surplus population.
Yeah. How'd they pick those?
Also, why didn't we learn about that? Heart disease. You ready to talk about that?
Yes.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the U.S.
Of heart disease in general.
Yet only one-third of clinical trials participants are women.
Okay.
Women are also 2 times more likely to die from a heart attack. We are also less likely to be given CPR in public.
What?
And women with chest pains.
Because it's cheating or something?
Yeah. I don't want to touch her, that lady. Me Too movement all of a sudden.
I don't know what's safe. Like, can you even resuscitate a woman these days?
Women with chest pains wait 30% longer in the ER than men.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I need to go first.
Yeah. Oh, this one's fun. PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yes, I know.
Is
that
one of the most common hormonal conditions of women of reproductive age, but up to 70% of cases are undiagnosed. So it's the most common, one of the most common hormonal conditions.
Yeah.
But 70% of women don't even know. Wow. Out of 112 internal medicine residency programs in America, that's how many there are, 40% don't include PCOS in the curriculum. And it affects, it's one of the most common hormonal conditions of women in reproductive age. Where are these schools getting their, oh, from men.
Yeah. We've done some good stuff, men.
Name one.
I bet Taco Bell was made by a man.
You're probably right, actually.
Don't Google it.
Women were often excluded. Oh, this made me giggle. This one made me laugh, actually. This one made me laugh.
Okay, can't wait.
Women were often excluded from clinical research because researchers believed hormonal fluctuations were, quote, difficult and expensive to study.
Okay. That's kind of what I was saying before. Where it's like, oh, I don't want to find out something that I know I'm going to find out.
They're just like, that's hard. Me, doctor, can only go so far.
Yeah. I'm sure also on the other end, they're like pressured to give results. Like,
yeah. And they're like, we can't figure this out.
Yeah. Like, you need to just speed things along.
But we haven't like stopped trying to find the cure for cancer.
We have the cure for cancer. Yeah. They're just more money in.
Yeah. Keeping everyone sick. Don't Google it.
Okay. If they don't have the cure for cancer, they should be embarrassed.
They should be embarrassed.
There's just, obviously, there's more money in
sick people.
Yeah.
72% of female patients say they've experienced medical gaslighting.
And gas, honey.
That's almost every woman.
Yeah.
I'm every woman. I'm gaslighting. Nearly one in two, that is half for all you mathematicians out there, trans people report being refused health care or receiving verbal or physical abuse by a provider. That is, every other trans person going in for medical care receives some sort of denial or abuse.
That's not good, Kelsey.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Not good.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to fly through these last 10. Actually, there's only like seven. Only 29%, that's less than 30, of OBGYNs receive menopause training.
Oh, my friend who's going through menopause right now is floored by how little is covered by insurance.
You want to know why?
Menopause stuff.
You want to know why?
Yeah, sure.
Because 80% of medical residents feel barely comfortable discussing menopause.
Oh, God.
There is only one menopause specialist for every 32,556 women.
That makes sense. She said it was so
hard,
expensive.
Yeah.
To see a specialist.
Why should you be comfortable over the age of 45? Why? What do you deserve
you
that
for?
You
can't make any more consumers.
Yeah, you can't. You're not reliable to us. Handmaid still. Oh, we didn't have a full anatomical understanding of the clitoris until 2005. We just didn't have it.
That explains why most guys can't find it.
We just did. We were just like, so somewhere it's here, fine. This one goes there, connect A to B and C.
It's that buzzing game.
Yeah. Operation. Just don't hit that part.
Or do.
There is five times more research on erectile dysfunction, which affects only 19% of men, than on PMS, which affects 90% of women. Five, like one or two times, I'm like, all right, that's just men being gratuitous. But spending five times more on that than on something that affects 90% of women alive and dead.
Boners are very ego related, the most dangerous part of the man.
I hate that I'm so accepting of that information, you say.
I mean, you shouldn't be accepting.
This will make you giggle.
Can't wait for a good laugh.
76% of students believe that they are taught more about the biology of frogs than the female body.
I could see that. Teachers not wanting to. And you don't get to dissect a woman. It's always frogs, no matter how much I beg.
And you know they're male frogs, too. This pissed me off. because it felt like a personal attack.
Oh, no.
And it made me want to open Google. Women with recurrent yeast infections are 2.5 times more likely to experience depression and anxiety than the general population.
Okay, well, that's a bummer.
Does it mean my candida could cure my fucking depression is what I hear.
Wait, what's your candida?
That's my yeast overgrowth.
Oh. Yeah, if you took care of that.
Then I'd maybe not be depressed. Well, like, why aren't we studying that?
Definitely having chronic yeast infections is just inherently depressing.
It sucks, but I'm a pretty happy gal.
Yeah.
Don't you yawn when I have two left, you cunt.
I'm so excited to hear, please, more yeasty quotes.
All right, I want you to imagine 670,000 women. Or people with vaginas.
670,000 women.
It's more than 500,000, less than 1,000,000.
Thank you.
Doctors gave wrong antibiotics to half of those women who came in with an uncomplicated UTI. So that happened in 2021.
Ugh. Where, like, in a year?
Like, in a year's time. Out of 670,000 women who came in with an uncomplicated UTI,
335,000.
They were given the wrong antibiotic medication.
That's a lot of oopsies.
The speculum, do you know what that is?
It's the thing that hangs in the back of your throat.
So close. It's the thing that opens your pussy up in the gyno office.
That's the same.
This feels like just fucking lazy as shit. It has not had a widespread design update since the 1800s.
Like, we're pretty sure that's it.
We're pretty sure we could make this more comfy. Wow. But we just don't.
We don't.
These are the last two. 66% of 18 to 24-year-olds feel embarrassed to say the word vagina to a doctor.
Oh, that's a problem that starts at the home. That's why, yeah. I'm gonna
that's why
call
we
my
say,
kids vagina and penis.
I just pussy should be more
on
highly spoken.
Yeah.
Last one. In one study of college students, 80% of men and 62% of women were unable to locate the vagina correctly on a diagram.
62% of women?
No. We go back. We circle full back circle all the way to women who hate abortions.
That doesn't even make sense.
They hate their own vaginas. They can't correctly label it on a diagram. They don't even know. They don't even want it. They're like, I don't want to look at it. Don't
I
make me.
I actually think my sister told me this recently. The vagina is a very specific
part. Yeah, as opposed to, yeah, but like that, Zach, listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And we should know what that is.
Totally.
Especially if we're like putting things in it.
Yeah. And around it. And things are coming out if you're doing it right.
That's all I have.
What a great, you know what? Mm. We brought different things to the table today.
Yeah, we did.
And while much like yeast infections, yours might cause depression.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yours made us all laugh and have a gay old time.
Yeah, well, mine was men centered.
I know.
It's centered around two men.
You know, let's try talking only about men next week and see how many listeners we have. Coffee Knots, if that pissed you off, let us know in the comments below. What was your most surprising factoid you learned?
I mean, honestly, the last one, that 62% of women can't point out the vagina.
You're going to ignore the 80% of men?
Oh, I expect nothing of men. Oh. I'm really not shocked by... Well, by the end, I was desensitized to bad information.
From men, especially.
Wait, there were a bunch. You read how many?
44.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
I think like the fucking clitoral genocide of like a third of Puerto Rican women really fucked me up.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of like, what? We can't just like do that to people.
That's what happened? Their clitoris was?
Cause maybe.
That
no, okay, I don't know. Okay. Maybe hysterectomy probably.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, you have anything you want to promote?
Oh my god. How do you promote
like women's health care?
I support women's health care.
And I'm gonna tell you to buy my cakes on Etsy.
Oh, you bitch.
I also just made heels. Those are fun.
Those
tissue boxes
insane.
A purse. Caked up by Kelsey on Etsy. And hey, go see your gyno. Say pussy straight to their face.
Yeah.
And support other women at the doctor's office.
You know I'm gonna.
Hug your local researcher. Or slap him across the face. Tell him to do a better job.
Yeah, for real.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere. Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.